From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. At least 76 people were killed when a plane carrying members of a Brazilian soccer team crashed late Monday near Medellin, Colombia. Several people aboard the chartered plane are said to have survived. The team departed Bolivia to play in the final game of the Copa Sudamericana tournament. South Korean President Park Geun-hye Tuesday expressed her willingness to step down from office in an orderly manner. Without words using the words impeachment or resignation, she said she would leave her future course to the National Assembly. She spoke in a hastily scheduled televised address to the nation. Opposition leaders reacted with skepticism to the speech. Some suspect she might be using a political maneuver to delay impeachment efforts or to shore up support within her party. United Nations Syria envoy Staffan de Mistura told the European Parliament Tuesday that he is uncertain how long the eastern part of Aleppo will last. He said the escalation of military attacks on the sector put its continuing existence in doubt.
The perception we're having at the moment is that while everybody is claiming and will continue claiming, because it's politically correct to say so, that there is only a political solution, there is clearly an acceleration of a military outcome, which then can be in a way packaged into a political framework.
Staffan de Mistura. A U.S. general is blaming human error for a coalition airstrike in September that killed Syrian government-aligned forces near Deir Ezzor. Brigadier General Richard Coe says the coalition forces thought they were striking the Islamic State. He said the strike killed at least 15 people. This is VOA News.